Welcome back to Jim's Movies and Junk. I'm Antorius J.I.M.
And I'm Julian.
And we've been gone for far fucking too long. I have no idea what to say. We've been so fucking long. Jesus, right?
Has Jesus come back in the time we've been gone?
But yeah, a lot of stuff happened.
Are we finally getting that gritty reboot of Jesus they've been talking about?
Oh, yeah. The gritty reboot directed by Frank Miller.
Yeah. He's meaner than ever. He's killing people this time.
He's all square-jawed with band-aids on him. And ninjas are in it. Yeah. They have ninjas in it. It's Frank Miller.
Prostitutes.
Jesus, you're one.
Yeah, Mary Magdalene's going to show up because we need a prostitute because of Frank Miller.
Was it the Savior Returns?
Yeah. The Dark Knight Returns his gifts.
All right, I'll just get to it. We'll talk about a movie I saw recently because, you know, we are Jim's Movies and Junk. We talk about movies every once in a while. You know, kind of our bag. Let's talk about the Lego Movie. I just recently saw the fucking Lego Movie. Pretty awesome. You remember back in the day when you were a kid and you just mixed your Legos up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being a kid, I had a pirate ship. And it got me also one of those little spaceship rocket things.
Yeah.
I remember taking the little satellite from the rocket thing and putting it on the pirate ship. Because why not? Why can't a pirate ship have a satellite?
I remember making stuff and, like, it'd be a castle. And it'd be, like, a castle wall that's got, like, blue and red and shit in it. It's got colors that shouldn't be there.
Just throw all this shit together. Yeah, make whatever you want. Yeah, you have knights riding fucking, like, moon landing buggies and stuff. Just put it all together. Like, that's basically what the movie's about. I can't get too deep into the film. But, yeah, it deals with a regular construction worker. A fucking Lego character who just goes through an adventure to different worlds in Lego world. And it's all about creativity. It's all about finding what you like to do and experimenting and not following the instructions.
Is that literally the tagline? Don't follow the instructions?
Yeah, don't follow the instructions. Because, like, you know, he's a construction worker and he builds buildings and stuff by the instructions to come with it. And that's what the whole thing's about. It's about you not following the instructions and doing whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, you can cut this out, but I feel like the ending of the movie is going to be, like, nobody follows the instructions anymore, so we got buildings with dinosaurs on them and shit like that.
What stuff happens at the end of the movie? I can't be too deep into it, but by the end of the movie, someone does question, like, why the fuck Batman's, like, flying his weird-ass rainbow-looking jet thing. And, like, it's all sorts of crazy. Like, you mix things up, you put, like, the whole worlds, different worlds, they're all blending in together. So you get, like, a lot of fucking, like, people show up, too, as well. Just to throw it out there. A lot of people get a lot of cameos for, like, the Justice League. You get Dumbledore in it.
Morgan Freeman
plays, like, a character. I can't think of the name of his character he plays. But he's, like, he's similar to Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
But Dumbledore is actually in the fucking movie as well. As well as, like, a douchebag Superman.
The way he should be. Yeah. the way God intended.
Even more douchebag Batman. You know, it's played by Will Arnell.
People are saying he did a good Batman. Like, he was a good Batman voice.
He was also Batman. In fact, they're doing a sequel to it. And they actually greenlit a sequel before the movie even came out. To see I feel this should only be just this one film. But if you ever do a sequel, it should just be nothing but Batman. Yeah, they should literally make a Lego Batman movie, man. I'm telling you. I mean, he was funny in it. It wasn't just all about, of course, the main character, but the way he played out and him being a part of the team, and it was funny. I did have a lot of people in the film I didn't expect to be in the film. I didn't look up the film before I saw it. And I wasn't expecting, like, fucking, what's his name? Taken.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's in the fucking film as a side bit character. But you would never expect, like, you hear his voice, like, are you serious? Is that fucking Liam Neeson? Like, it doesn't make any sense for him to play the character. Of course, Morgan Freeman's in it. Got Will Ferrell in it. It was just a great film. I enjoyed it. That was really fun. I can't go into spoiler territory with the film, but I know you'll enjoy it a lot. Wherever you get around to seeing it.
Well, I'm going to watch it anyways. I watch damn near everything.
Yeah, but just one little minor spoiler for anyone who wants to see this film. Went into it thinking it's going to be a kids movie. It basically was. It has a lot of adult humor in it and a lot of stuff that you'll only catch if you're a comic book fan or whatever. But close around the end, they dropped the fucking spirit bomb of Phil on me. I didn't know how to deal with it.
Like literally the spirit bomb, or just...
No, just like something happens in the close around the end of the movie. And it was just like, it was Toy Story 3, like feels. Oh. And it was, all right, just to tell you a quick little story. I went to go see my girlfriend. And of course, you know my girlfriend. I at least don't know my girlfriend. I don't want to say her by name. If you do know my girlfriend, stay the fuck away from her. No.
He's just showing off everybody. Look who's got a girlfriend. No.
I'm a nerd. I still got a girlfriend. Oh, look at that. Oh, she's not nerdy, but whatever. We can't all be perfect.
Luckily, she doesn't listen to this.
So, I went with my girlfriend, and we actually went to see the movie with her, expecting not to like the movie, but only going because she loves me and shit, right? She has to put up with my bullshit. And she ended up enjoying it way more than I expected. She was laughing out loud more than the kids were. Because a lot of the jokes they were saying and stuff, and a lot of stuff that was happening in the film was really geared towards kids. And out of nowhere, as I'm enjoying it with her, fucking, like I said, a spirit bomb full of feel hit me from this movie. And when it hit me, I was like, oh my God, I wasn't ready for this. And she like kind of gasped, and then she looks at me. She looked at me like, this motherfucker's going to cry.
Was it like when I went to go watch Ratatouille with my thin girlfriend, and the inn showed up, and I was like, don't you fucking look at me.
Yeah. She's looking at me like, oh my God, he's going to cry. And I'm like sitting there, like trying to be tough as possible, like head down, trying to look mean. Like, I never asked for this.
Yeah.
And it was so ridiculous, man. Like, he got to me. The ending of the movie really got to me. Just that.
So it sounds like a good movie then.
Yeah, just that alone, I only earned it 5 stars, man. I don't normally pass out 5 stars, but just that alone got it 5 stars.
I mean, despite the fact that it's got like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. Which means, so it's not like, oh, this is a good movie, it's a fucking unpopular opinion.
Yeah, it's not like I'm fucking putting this on my ass. It's just my opinion, and you can just fucking deal with it. No, it's actually really a good movie. And it feels like even the stuff that you might not like about it, it doesn't play well, like some of the stuff seems too childish or whatever. By the end of the movie, everything all makes sense. And everything just feels like, oh, man, it's perfect. It's too perfect. Like I don't want a sequel to this movie because it's so good. Jesus. I just want to see more Batman and Superman.
Well, you'll get Will Arnett later this year when he's in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, he's one of the Turtles?
No, he's like April's boss or something. If you remember the cartoon,
yeah.
You remember April? She had a boss who was like some nerdy guy, and she had Irma, the chick with the glasses that worked with her.
Yeah, what's up with that, by the way? Have you seen the Turtles?
Yeah, it's strange to say the least. It's like, on one hand, I don't hate it, which is probably not a popular opinion to not hate the new designs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it feels like whatever they're doing with it just doesn't go. I mean, maybe I'll have to see it in action. Like, looking at pictures, it's too much of a flat, like, you know, 3D rendering.
Yeah.
And maybe in motion it'll look a lot better. But I don't know. I'm not optimistic, but I don't know. I'm going to watch it anyways. Like I said earlier, I watch everything, so.
Shredder looks badass.
He looks complicated. It looks like Shredder has to, like, if he's going to fight the Turtles, has to get ready, like, an hour ahead of time.
Hell yeah. Matt, all right, let's say he gets all that armor on, right? All those blades, and he has to take a shit.
Oh, man.
They is just fucking ruined.
He's, all right, here's the gloves, and then, you know what, fuck it. I'll hold it.
I like the fact they look like Turtles, but I think they look too big. They were going for like linebackers. I understand that, but they look too big. And I like the fact they look different. Like, certain ones are bigger than the other ones.
I mean, that's fine. I'm even fine with them being big. They are mutants, after all.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell, there's no rules as to how things mutate.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like the little touches they added to him. Like, Donatello with his glasses and shit. Like, I can't go with that. Michelangelo looks like a girl.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's okay at times and weird at other times.
Yeah, are you looking forward to it at least?
No, it's a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, so. Which gets to Transformers. Let's talk about Transformers for a moment. I know you saw the Super Bowl spot they did on it.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I watched the trailer.
I saw it in real time watching the Super Bowl, kind of half-assed watching it. And I don't know, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be the best of the four, just because there's no more Shia LaBeouf. It looks like they're going to do
their own story,
Transformer shit. But at the same time, it's like, you know, these other movies haven't built up any kind of a goodwill to where I would give a shit. And then you have stuff like the Transformers look, I don't want to say complicated, but I don't know, they just look weird now. It's like they got too much going on. The giant T-Rex that they showed Optimus riding around on.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, I don't know, he just looked super complicated. Like, unnecessarily complicated. It's sort of how, like, when the Transformers first came out.
Yeah.
And nobody was on the side of the fucking redesigns.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just more of that. And, you know, maybe it's another one of those, when I finally do sit down and watch it for whatever reason, it'll be fine. But, you know, because of the other movies, it hasn't built up any kind of goodwill to where I give a shit.
I was going to ask you that, if you've been impressed at all by either of them.
I guess I'm impressed by the fact that they got made, but other than that, no. Like, who would have thought that would have been a movie?
I liked the first one, but yeah, I feel like the sequel is kind of... It's one of those movies which, like, they make a sequel to it, it just brings down the first one.
Like, I wasn't a fan of the first one. I wanted to like it, and I tried to force myself to like it. But it just, you know, too many of the story plots got to me. And then as time went on, it was just like, you know, I'm sort of just watching them because, you know, just because they came out that year. It's the same reason I'm watching Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of them, and I can, like, take or leave the movies, but I feel like just because they're out, I'm like, why not? Why not watch it?
Yeah. How about Jesse Eisenberg? There's a lot of news about that. They're making jokes talking about... They wanted to cast Heisenberg, but they ended up getting Eisenberg as Luther. You know, that joke that was played out the first few times you said it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the one real problem I have with that is their description, or the description I've heard of what Luther's going to look like.
Yeah.
With, like, tattoos, and he's supposed to be, like, young executive type and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know about that. Like, maybe because I have sort of a preconceived notion of Luther, thanks to the Kurgan playing him for so long. Or, what's his real name? Clancy Brown?
Yeah.
You know, so you expect that. But really, like, in the comics and stuff like that, Luther's always been, you know, he's never fought Superman the way, you know, Zod would fight Superman. He's always an intelligent guy.
Yeah.
So, as long as he can pull off sort of, like, you know, intelligent businessman, then what the hell's the, you know, what is there really to be upset about?
Well, he looks older than the pictures they're putting out online of him. He looks older than that now. He's more chiseled jawed, I guess. And I'm pretty sure he's going to put on some muscle for the role, just because.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to, like, but I think he wants to put on a little bit of it, because I think the whole purpose of their version of Lex is a guy who knows how to get around and you know, the business and all. And he's very awful. He's in the background a lot, the way he's supposed to be in the comic.
But one of the descriptions I read was, like, he came up from the streets and, you know, he fought his way into business, and it's like, all that, I don't need any of that. Stop trying to, like, don't make him hip.
Yeah.
I don't need the extreme version. A fucking Lex Luthor who drinks Mountain Dew and,
yeah, Doritos, eats
fucking Slim Jims and shit. Yeah.
Cool Ranch, though. Only Cool Ranch. You don't fuck with anything else. But I do feel like they're going for a more extreme Lex, and the fact that he built his own empire versus, like,
just, I mean, that's, yeah, fine. That's how it is in the books. And, you know, Superman and, like, Lex Luthor in the movie, at least, Jesse Eisenberg and Henry Cavill,
yeah,
are sort of the same age, so it's not like, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I really don't have a problem with it. It's another one of those you just got to wait and see.
Yeah, I feel he's going to do a good job. He's going to be able to pull off the fact that he's not threatening at all, and the fact he could be really threatening. So he could pull off. I think it's a dual role. He has to be, like, you know, he has to be kind of a dick behind the scenes, but give out the public appearance you could trust him, because he is going to run for president eventually, probably.
One day.
So, you know, you can't just be a dick and just, you know, make... Well, maybe you can be a dick all the way to the White House.
Well, I don't know. It's just one of those, like, I don't know. I feel like the only problem I would have is with David Goyer writing the script. He cannot write a script to save his fucking life. And I worry about what they'll have Lex Luthor saying. Like, I feel like Jesse Eisenberg doing his Social Network style acting will be fine. But if they have him in there saying cheesy shit or trying to seem tough when it's just not working, is going to be the downfall of this.
Yeah, I also feel like with David Goyer, his writing is very spotty. It's very extreme. Spotty, yeah. And he also wrote Batman before, as we already know. And wasn't he responsible for the last film as well?
Yeah. I mean, not only that, he's been responsible for other, like, bullshit-ass hero movies, superhero movies.
He was solely responsible for Blade, the last one, Trinity.
I believe he was involved in Ghost Rider as well.
Was he?
Wasn't he? I thought he was the script, like, screenwriter for Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, actually, maybe the first one, yeah. He probably was the screenwriter for that one.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, this dude doesn't exactly, and even kind of his regular movies don't exactly have a great track record. He, you know, he's got some hits in there, but I don't know. I just, with lately, I don't know. I don't trust them to write a good screenplay. Like, I wish they would get anybody else in there.
I'm hoping for is I hope Batman doesn't overshadow Superman. We just barely got a fucking Superman. I mean, we had Batman forever, and
I see what you did there.
And I had to stop to laugh. I couldn't say it with a straight face. But we had,
and, you know, with the Dark Knight Rises, we got Batman and Robin.
I feel like we've already had enough Batman films. We don't need another Batman film unless it takes place after Justice League. But
they're like working towards fucking a Justice League movie. Anybody could see that.
Yeah, Wonder Woman being in it. There's rumors of The Rock,
Martian Manhunter. There's rumors of The Rock being John Jones. I mean, not John Jones. That's the Martian Manhunter.
That's, you're talking about John Stewart.
Yeah, from The Daily Show.
There were rumors at one point that fucking Denzel Washington was going to play Lex. Well, I thought it was a really good idea. I can imagine him being a serious fucking Lex. But I don't think people would have liked it, though.
Like, I feel like I don't have a problem with that, but I don't know. I sort of, and maybe it's just me, but I like the idea that they're closer to the same age.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know they're going to have Batman in there as sort of a, you know, this is how a superhero should be, and this is the kind of superhero you are currently, Superman.
Yeah, like, you're a fuck-up Superman. That's what you are.
You know, I defeated Bane without destroying the city, goddammit. Like, you couldn't defeat, like, one guy. But it's like, I like the idea that they're closer to the same age, so you can see a compare and contrast between the way the two people are.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's mostly up to David Goyer to either make or break this movie for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Zack Snyder's going to try to do the best he can with what he's given.
Zack Snyder's a visual guy. Like, he can paint a picture, but he can't, you know, write a screenplay. With, you know, like the movies we have seen him sort of write, fucking Sucker Punch, for example. You know, he's not exactly God's gift to writing, but, you know, he'll put something interesting on screen to look at, which is why I keep saying, you know, this is for David Goyer to either, you know, make or break.
Yeah, what about Ben Affleck as Batman? A lot of people gave him a lot of shit for that. I actually thought it was perfect casting.
I don't know about perfect casting. I mean, I remember at the time they sort of, who was it that they kept saying? The guy who played the new old boy?
Well, he showed with old boy he can't fucking act. I mean, he's a good actor, but
he is a good. I think it's the script that fucked him over. Well,
no, that was overacting in that. I mean, I hate to go on a tangent, but that was so fucking seriously overacting in that movie. I mean, clearly you haven't seen that movie yet for you to say that. That movie, he lowered himself a lot to me.
Yeah, but if you've seen like No Country for Old Men and shit, like the guy in the hands of a good director, he can be really good.
Perhaps he used to want to tell him, hey, maybe you're overacting and this is kind of shit. Maybe he'll try this again. Instead of Spike Lee just saying, well, fuck it, I'll just let you do it and get my paycheck.
I mean, well, you know, we're not talking about old boy. That could be a case of the director telling him, you know. I don't really hate Ben Affleck. I think he's good in certain things. I'm hoping it's another one of those cases where we go into the... I was going to say go into the fight, stupid video. Where we go into the movie...
Yes, he's watching fight videos as he's doing this podcast. Just call it out there for everybody here.
I mean, you didn't have to say it. But because I'm a jock douche, everybody. Can't you tell by my squeaky voice and shit?
I'm wearing a tap-on shirt.
Yeah, it's got sparkles on it that I added. I added sparkles to it.
Sparkles and a tap-out.
That's how badass I am. But, like, I feel like it's just another one of those, like, let's wait and see. It's, I mean, a lot of things do come down to wait and see. And I know, you know, the habit of people on the internet and, you know, people like us is to sort of jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, like, sometimes you just kind of have to wait and see. And I'm not saying don't be reserved about what you're seeing and don't kind of be wary of what's going on, which I very much am. It's just, who knows? You know, maybe it'll turn out for the best. Maybe he'll be a great Batman and we'll all feel stupid for shitting on him.
Well, I feel like I've heard a couple of things that actually gave me confidence. Before he even got cast as Batman, you know, I like Kevin Smith. I follow Kevin Smith. And he talks about his friends and shit. Sometimes I think Ben Affleck is not really his friend. I think Ben Affleck kind of just moved on and shit. And, you know, like, whatever. Like, hey, Kev, I remember you. But whatever. And Kev's like, oh, that's my close friend. We've been friends for years. And I hear that, you know, Affleck hasn't called him in 3 years or so. But I don't know.
I don't. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But anyway, deal is Kevin Smith bought Ben Affleck's house. And I know for a fact that Ben Affleck did build some sort of Batcave thing or entrance into a panic room. He's a big Batman fan. And, you know, of course, everyone in Kevin Smith's circle is a big Batman fan and all. And I just feel like since he's such a big fan of Batman and the fact that he's that invested, and I've also heard stories of how the suit looks and the fact that his wife made jokes about if he ever, like, brought the suit home for, like, you know, to a bedroom, he'll probably never take it off. I just imagine him just walking around in a suit, like, while filming or trying it on, just brooding everywhere. It's really getting into it.
I mean, it is good to have a fan in the role because they won't, you know, they'll be less likely to betray the character.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they cast me as the Hulk, I'm not going to be like, you know what, I think the Hulk should, like, you know, play with kittens and shit. It's like, no, the Hulk's fucking angry. Like, what the hell?
He only knows how to smash, is it? Well, basically not that much different for you.
Yeah, well. Goddamn dogs. But, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's fine. It's another just wait and see.
Yeah. All right, there's other casting in it. They're actually talking about, God, what's his fucking name? Alfred?
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Like, Jeremy Irons, I like him in things. I'm sure everybody likes him in at least one movie. He was the voice of Scar from The Lion King.
Yeah, everybody brings that up. They're like, oh, we got Scar to be Alfred.
And it's, you know, compared to some of the other Alfreds we've seen, you know, from the Tim Burton Batman, the latest Batman with Michael Caine.
Yeah.
I feel like Jeremy Irons' Alfred is going to be more of a, like, take no shit, kind of no nonsense.
I hope he's not sassy.
Alfred. I don't think he will be. I feel like he'll be the one person who can give Bruce shit and Bruce will actually listen to it. You know, more of a father figure.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of a stern father figure.
He comes off as more of a kind of Alfred who sees his shit.
Yeah, I mean,
you cool?
Like I said earlier with Chris Sims, he had a thing about, you know, why do people keep trying to make Alfred this, like, undercover agent type character and how it's not really necessary.
Yeah.
And the truth is, like, it's not really necessary. I do feel like Alfred should kind of be, like, a stern father figure. And he doesn't have to have this, like, history of being a badass to do that. But, you know, like, to have sort of a grizzled dude like fucking Jeremy Irons is perfectly fine for me.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Do you think we really need Alfred in the movie?
Do we need him? No, to be honest with you. I mean, we don't really need Wonder Woman in the movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a nice little addition. And plus, they're not going to have the Nolan-type Batman stuff around anymore.
Yeah.
So you might as well establish a new kind of Batman universe.
Yeah, that's true, because he's going to move on to his own movies, which I think it should be after the Justice League, because once everyone else is set up, they can branch them off to do their own thing. Wait, was he a fucking diehard villain, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was in With a Vengeance, I believe.
Yeah, he was. I remember that. You know, Simon Says.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the best ones. It's the only good sequel.
It's the only other good one.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other good sequel to it. I think, well, there's a slightly okay Live Free, but it's like whatever.
I think Live Free is better than the newer one.
It's definitely the new. Have you seen the newer one?
I saw part of it.
Well, that enough would tell you. I don't know. Bruce Willis is just fucking off his game.
I think he's just cashing checks.
Yeah, I don't think he cares anymore. He says he doesn't want to do action movies anymore. I think he got typecast, or I think he probably typecast himself because he has the ability to do whatever.
I don't know if the scripts are there for him to do whatever. I mean, the last movie he did against the role or against type is that Wes Anderson movie, Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah,
and he still played a cop, so he wasn't that far. But he just was just, you know, downgraded. He was kind of a normal dude compared to, like,
John McCain, yeah.
John McCain, yes.
John McClane, actually. He wasn't running for president.
He wasn't.
I would have voted for him.
He wasn't captured by the Vietnamese and held in a bamboo cage or anything.
You see the video of that? He just looks so fucking sad.
No, I gotta say that.
We shouldn't be making fun of him. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, he's fine now. Sad.
He's fine. He's probably fine. He can look back on it.
He ruined the country enough. I think we're allowed to make fun of him.
All right, Paul Bettany as the Vision. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, clearly they've said that the Vision isn't going to be made by Hank Pym. They've cast an older Hank Pym, which I think is just to get away from anybody saying, you know, we have a Marvel character that's a woman beater.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it's fine. I would have liked Hank Pym to be in it just so we can get the Wasp. And it would have been a cool dynamic of, like, husband and wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lord knows we need more women on the goddamn Avengers. We got one.
Yeah, she does enough to make up for... I think she's just making up for Iron Man, too. Since I'm fucking, like, Joss Whedon is like a fucking feminist.
I mean, yeah, that's sort of his thing, the strong female character. But you know what? There's other people. They're bringing in Scarlet Witch, you know, for the next one. They could bring in fucking, what do you call it? Janet. Because, like, apparently they're in talks with the lady who is in The Hobbit, Evangeline Lilly. And they want to bring her in as a female character, but they haven't said who in the Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
So we might end up getting the Wasp anyways, just, you know, in a weird workaround.
Yeah, who knows? I personally have a problem with it. And I know a lot of people haven't complained or anything. There's not having to be any feedback, like negative feedback that I know of.
What, do you have a problem?
I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, I thought you said I do have a problem.
No, I don't have a problem with it, but I see everybody... So far, everyone is okay with it. They're like, whatever.
Like, I don't want to say I don't think anyone's a big fan of Ant-Man. He's not, you know, like, a well-established character the way some of the other ones are.
Yeah.
But I feel this version of Ant-Man is perfectly fine. I'm fine with Scott Lang. And hopefully, you know, his daughter leads us into a Young Avengers movie, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
But Paul Bettany, the Vision, like, we already know him as the voice of Jarvis. So yeah. I think it's fine. I think all they're doing is leading into Stark is going to make the Vision and possibly Ultron. You know, he's not signed up for too many more movies. This could be his, like, you know, swan song of, you know, I'm gone. And, you know, if you're going to get somebody to be the Vision, and storyline-wise, if you're going to go with anything, why not make it Jarvis? People already like him. And you've already taken the aspect away of Jarvis being an actual man and turned him into a robotic voice. Why not, you know, have the dude who's doing the voice?
Yeah, speaking of Swan Song, I want to move on to one of my favorite characters, Doctor Who. What do you think about Matt Smith? Like, his last performance, the fact that he grew old on Trenzalore.
I think it was cool. It was a cool, like, you know, we get the entire lifespan of a single Doctor. Which is, I want to say it's something we haven't seen. I haven't seen every episode ever. But I don't recall anybody actually going from, like, younger guy to old man.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I mean, it was the best with us wrap up his doctor. You see him progress to, like, you know, he lived his entire life, and you know that he's going to die on this planet. But, you know, of course, the what he did in the 50th anniversary affected that. But it's pretty cool to see him live out his entire life.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I sort of wish he had, like, a going away line the way David Tennant did. But at the same time, you can't force something like that to happen. And his, you know, I'll always remember when the doctor was me, is, you know, good enough. I like
it. Yes. Like it, yeah. Because he didn't want to leave. You know, just like most doctors don't want
to
go.
Except for Christopher Eccleston, who probably couldn't wait to leave.
Like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
Goddamn leather jacket. It's hot out here.
You know what's funny about that? A little funny story. Paul McGann, mm-hmm. right? He originally, when they wanted to reboot Doctor Who, he had his head shaved. He had his long hair like he does, but he shaved his head for a role after he got cast. And he was going to wear the wig that he ended up wearing, until he grew his hair back. But he was trying to convince them. He was like, hey, you know, since I got my head shaved, it's a crew cut anyway. Why don't we just do a doctor with a crew cut and a leather jacket? And they're like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
Did you know one of the other options for the ninth doctor was, God, what's his name? He got caught picking up hookers and... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. God, what is his name?
I can hear you getting messages.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell that came from. I'm popular. God damn it.
Oh, you come out very douchey watching fights and getting messages. You hear the audience? He's just totally just doing whatever the fuck.
Man, this jock bro really does. He knows a lot about comic books for some reason. God, what is his name? He used to be married to Elizabeth Hurley. Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant was originally asked to be the ninth doctor.
Really?
Yes. And
I didn't know that. You know, it makes sense, though.
Apparently, he turned it down because he didn't think the show would be successful.
Well, he knew what he was talking about at that moment, I guess. Because that particular version of the show wasn't successful. But who knows what would have happened if Hugh Grant was the doctor.
It would have been weird. Like, I can't see it, but, you know, maybe. I mean, it's hard to typecast who should and should not be the doctor because they're always different. So who the fuck knows?
Well, I think, like, because he's already known for, you know, being a ladies' man. And the Eighth Doctor was the one that was probably going to smash if he hung around long enough.
Eighth Doctor is the only one who never got a companion, unless you go to the audio dramas. But who's got...
Well, he had that... Oh, sorry. He had the companion for one day or one movie, and then he went on to get audio
was
drama.
But he left that without a companion. So was that more of a sidekick or a companion?
I had a feeling that was just the pilot, and he was going to come back on the actual show to pick her up.
Man, well, she was no ace. We can all agree to that.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to touch on that real quick. I also want to talk about something else wrestling related. Let's talk about CM Punk. I heard he walked out of WWE.
Which is odd. I mean, that's... I can understand it, sort of. You know, you're tired of what they're doing with your character. They're not using you. You know, you're... should be in a bigger role, but Triple H is like, well, isn't wrestling me at Mania the biggest thing ever? Like, I can't really do it. I don't have a big enough nose to pull off a good Triple H impression.
I would try, but I want to dress myself.
It's me, the Triple H. But,
got a great Vince McMahon.
You're fire.
It was me, Austin.
Wrestling's fun, isn't it, guys? But, I can kind of see that, but on one hand, or two things, really. One, it sort of seems petty to just walk out. Like, you're only due till July. Why not give the fans a real send-off to say goodbye and things? And two, if you're in breach of contract like that, are you losing out on money? Like, are you going to not make residuals anymore on, like, movies or merchandise or something? Like, I wonder if he's losing a lot of money because of that.
Well, it's kind of a mess, because what I'm hearing is Vince McMahon wants him back, so, like, he's leaving the door open for him. He's been trying to negotiate with him personally. Whereas Triple H feels he's disrespected, doesn't want him back at all.
Oh, fuck Triple H. He thinks wrestling him is, like, a big deal. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah, like, I hear there's multiple reasons why he was leaving. One of the reasons was he was burnt out, and another reason was he wanted to wrestle in the main event. at WrestleMania that year, and then, you know, Batista came and just took that shit.
It's a...
it's like, mine!
Yeah, I was gonna make a joke, but I'll let it go. But, it's like I said, it's understandable. I can see where he's coming from. Like, you know, if you're working a job and it's terrible, you would just quit that job. Like, it's not unheard of for someone to quit their job. Shit, the president did it. You know, Nixon just got on a plane and flew away, never to be seen again. You know, so, you know, it's not unheard of, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, maybe he should have dealt with it a little better. People are saying it's a work, which I wouldn't be mad if it was. Like, I wouldn't be against Punk returning. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like they don't need him right now. Like, maybe in a couple of years. Maybe if they haven't built up any names at all, which looks like is the case now, because all they're doing is bringing back old talent. It would be cool to see CM Punk return. But I don't know. Like, I honestly think he's probably done.
Yeah, I think he actually left. But I think if Vince can get him back, they should spin it into a work. Because it's like he already left. They should bring him. They should actually sign him back on, and maybe have him come on and do other stuff, or go into the independent circuit for them. You know, basically, make it to a work, or make it to some kind of angle.
I mean, it would be cool, but I don't want to say I don't see him coming back ever, because apparently Punk is a big wrestling fan in general.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those, like, you know, the way he just left, it seems rather odd. Like, I would have at least put up with it to finish my contract, to let the fans know, hey, I'm leaving. Because, you know, it is sort of a fuck you to the fans, but at the same time, like, are we expected to be on this guy's side? And, I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's more like Bret Hart than anything, where it's like Bret Hart takes wrestling so serious, they still shows off his championship belts and stuff. They're like, you know, we just gave it to you, Bret, right?
I feel like I feel like Bret Hart can't go to an indie show, because if like somebody gets attacked and they're not selling the leg the way they should be, he'd just jump over the barricade and like break their leg. Supposed to sell, goddamn it! Well, he wouldn't say goddamn it because he's Canadian, and yet they're all
supposed to sell, man. Yeah.
Supposed to sell, guy.
I heard like him and Honky Tonk Man had beef because Honky Tonk Man would sell his punches.
Really.
Yeah, Bret would punch him and kind of like better connect with him, but then Honky Tonk wouldn't really sell it because he's like, you're not even me.
Well, I don't know. Honky's kind of from, that Honky's kind of from like an old time of wrestling where you would actually hit each other. But at the same time, Honky's known for fucking overselling everything. He, you know, he's a comedy character. Yeah. So that, I don't know, it seems odd that he would do that.
All right, there's this website called my90stv.com. I sent you a link for it. Have you checked it out yet?
I didn't have time. I went on it and kind of clicked around, but I didn't dedicate time to watching commercials and shit.
Yeah, I was digging around watching commercials, and I went to 1996, just digging around, looking for whatever. Mm-hmm. I stumbled upon a channel that said, Hollywood Hogan turns heel. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta watch this. And I watch it. And it's when Hollywood Hulk Hogan comes down and joins the NWO. Mm-hmm. After leg dropping Macho Man.
Ken Hogan?
Yeah, so he comes down, leg drops Macho Man. I think, I forgot who was there, Lex Luger?
Jesse Eisenberg?
I almost said Luthor. Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg was there, you know, with the bionic elbow.
Yeah, because he was in his robot suit.
Yeah, no, I forgot exactly who was there, but I remember Macho Man being in the ring, being on the brunt end of that. And and then watching that whole thing play out, it reminded me so much of why I loved wrestling back in the day, which brings up the WWE Network, because we get more of that. Actually, some reviews on it actually
already.
Yeah, one review, because you know, of course, it's not out, but they're beta testing it. The reviews, they seem too funny to be made up, but maybe they are made up. One review I saw said that if it wasn't for porn being free, this would be the best thing on the internet.
That sounds too good to be from the WWE. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. On one hand, kind of the direction the company is going, I sort of don't want to support their ideas and what they're doing. But on the other hand, it's like, it's such a good-ass deal, and I'm less worried about what's going on now that, you know, even you have to commit for 6 months. I feel like in one 6 month chunk, I might be good for like a long while. I might be good for a couple of years fucking the network. And, you know, I can come back to it whenever I want. Or, you know, God forbid they actually do something right. Maybe put a title on Brian or make fucking Ziggler matter. And I'd want to stick around.
Yeah, you want to, you actually want to see, like, for example, I don't watch Raw because I don't have time to watch Raw. So I try to catch it online, and it gets really strict with that now because of the WWE Network. That's a nice way to get to Raw and fast forward to all the bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a podcast. That's how I keep up with the wrestling these days. But
yeah,
I don't know. It just, it would seem nice, or it would be nice, I should say, if they actually did something to where they made the product matter to where I wanted to see it more. And, you know, keep me around for something more than just watching like ECW one night stands and shit, or, you know, Heat Wave 98.
Or a bunch of, I plan on watching a bunch of WCW Nitro.
Oh, shit. You're going to watch the pinata on a pole match and all that?
I'm going to watch when the interview was first coming, and some of the stuff before that with Sting was like blonde hair with the fucking, like Blade Runner makeup.
Where I think it was actually Blade Runner Sting, right? And the Warrior was Blade Runner Rock.
Blade Runner Rock, yeah.
I mean, they have the library to that NWA. I mean, they might throw all that on there.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, and they may have a lot of stuff already. They may add stuff eventually after they clean it up. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not really a fan of the newer stuff that's going on. I'm interested in certain things. But I feel like for me, and this is, you know, more of a personal thing, it's not everyone's going to have the same kind of taste. But I'm interested in going back and seeing kind of the people that don't really get a lot of credit. I was a big fan, like Ultimo Dragons and La Parkas and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the only time they were on American TV. And this could be my only time of seeing Ultimo Dragon, you know, wrestle Rey Mysterio or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like at least for the 6 months that they're asking for, you know, you're getting a deal with the pay-per-views, and just the library itself will be worth it, at least for 6 months. I mean, if you're kind of a wrestling fan, I would say at least go for the 6 months. You know, always keep the option open to fucking cancel your subscription. But, you know, no one has seen everything. I'm sort of a wrestling fan, and I have a big gap of time that I wasn't watching.
Yeah, I wasn't watching when Vince Russo was bringing in a new blood. I was off and on with that.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that.
Yeah, Perry Saturn in a fucking dress holding a mop.
Oh, you're talking about the invasion. The new blood was in WCW.
No, actually, no, that did happen in No, I was talking about in WCW, yeah.
Yeah, no, because he had left. Blood. He was part of the Radicals, remember? Perry Saturn?
Yeah, he did. But I remember they made him do that, the whole mop and... Or was that in WWE?
That was WWE. Remember Moppy and all that?
Oh, shit? It fucking... Yeah, it blends in. Yeah, it does. But I remember, Vampiro and shit. And then, you know, he brought in the Sand Cloud Posse.
Yeah. Well, WWF also did the same thing.
Yeah. He had the Demon.
And RoboCop. No, that was at the same time, but...
That was way back, way, way back.
The Misfits.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jerry Oney, his only match.
Yeah, and his only move. Which I think was like a leg trip.
He did a lot of running off the ropes and like shoulder blocking and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I guess Jerry only two moves. And he's like Kano with his five moves of doom.
But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. But I think they're going to have to step it up for WrestleMania if they want to sell this shit.
I think people are going to, you know, if you subscribe now, because it's after Extreme Rules, you know, you'll get WrestleMania without having to pay for it. And because last year, I believe, they made WrestleMania more expensive, like it was $60, you know, instead of getting WrestleMania on pay-per-view, you can just get the network and get it, you know, you're buying WrestleMania, but you're also getting, like, everything in the fucking world as well.
Yeah, but the deal with that is, like, you know, like, let's say, like, for you, for example, right?
Okay.
You love wrestling to a certain point. You're a fan, so you may want to see it just because of all the other stuff, the back catalog. Let's say me. Like, I love wrestling as well, just like you. But let's say I'm a guy who doesn't really care about the back catalog as much as, like, the newer stuff or whatever. If WrestleMania is not selling me on this, I'm not buying it. There's a lot of people out there that's going to do that.
And I don't blame you. Like, that's why I was saying earlier that they would have to step up their game as far as their new product. But, you know, they have their diehard people who watch Raw and SmackDown and who order the pay-per-views anyways. And I feel like they're kind of guaranteeing, or they're, you know, guaranteeing money in the bank. Am I right? With just their diehard audience. And wrestling is such a niche product, or niche, I should say, niche product, that it's going to be hard to make new fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? Like, I feel like it's a good idea for anybody interested in wrestling at all. You know, even if you kind of just sort of want to get into it, or you're just curious as to what it might be like, I would say go ahead. You know, maybe not now, because who knows how the network's actually going to behave. But I definitely think it's worth investing, if not at least looking into.
My final question on the show before we end everything. What do you think about the main event as it stands right now? Do you think they could sell the WWE Network with Batista versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania?
No, they cannot. Because the thing is, like, God damn you, Bird. Hey, what the fuck? You're doing this on purpose. Hey! Alright. Fuck it.
Fuck it, let's just go.
Hold on. I can do this. Bird be damned. So, the answer is no. I feel like Batista, even though he's been in, what, Riddick? He was in Riddick recently. He's going to be in a Marvel movie, which will get a lot of attention.
Yeah, Man with the Iron Fist.
He's not a name. Like, to people who aren't in wrestling, he's not a name to where you would actually go out and watch this based on that alone.
Yeah.
If you are a wrestling fan, as we've seen with Royal Rumble, you know, people are tired of seeing Orton doing shit. Like, Orton's character isn't, you know, big enough to where people want to see it. And, you know, the few stars they do have are, I mean, they're in there. They're probably worth checking out. But as far as it's concerned now, like, I feel like Brock Undertaker is going to be the main event. And that will be your selling point, you know, not Randy Orton, Batista. Unless, you know, you throw Brian, or you put Punk comes back and gets in there. You know, unless you throw a swerve in there where people are suddenly like, holy shit, I gotta actually check this out. Based on those two alone, like, you know, nobody gives a shit. Fucking Batista's only been back like maybe a month total.
Yeah.
You know, so his character isn't established other than I'm Batista and I'm in movies.
Well, I hear that they already have a triple threat match in, like happening at WrestleMania, so they don't want to do a triple threat match with Bryan Danielson as well in the main event. So the title will have to change hands in Elimination Chamber.
I would do it. Fuck it. I mean, it's going to make people actually, you know, I think one of the things they have to worry about is if they fuck with stuff too much, they're going to get the crowd hijacking the entire show, and you're going to have a WrestleMania full of Daniel Bryan chants and people saying, turn this off, and, you know, generally just ruining the show because they're giving them a product they don't want to see. You know, they'll probably be respectful of Taker and Brock because, you know, those are characters people like. But everybody else is just going to die a death.
Yeah. That's our time after the show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please check us out. Rate, review us on iTunes. We also have Blogspot, jimsmovesandjunk.blogspot.com. We're available on Twitter, Tumblr, and also, what else did I miss? Did I miss anything?
LinkedIn, MySpace.
LinkedIn, Fortnite. MySpace. What else? Fucking Squeedoo or whatever.
Pinterest.
I'm going to tell you, Jim. That'd be a good day.